I feel confident regardless of where I'm at. I'm always coming to the game and be productive. So wherever I stand, I just.
Is defense, I mean, it seems like with Coach McCaffrey, everybody's got to get better on defense. Is that something obviously for you too?
Oh, yeah, everybody has to get better on defense. I think I'm a pretty good defender, but everybody, it's always something you can get better at, and I think that is one thing I can get better at. Just lateral quickness is where I think defensively is probably my weakest spot. But just my anticipation and the length that I have, I can guard pretty much 1 through 3.
Do you guys care much about the outside expectations, magazines, or whatever, still picking you to finish down? Is that motivation, or is it?
I know most people say they don't look at that stuff, and I really have not looked at that stuff. But, I mean, that's on them. I mean, I don't think we're going to finish last or anything like that. I expect us to make the NCAA tournament. So, whatever we are ranked preseason, that's preseason. It's what matters when during the regular season. So,
thanks.
Yeah.
How beneficial have the new facilities been for you guys since you've gotten a chance to actually, like, take advantage of them?
I think they've been a huge advantage for us because now we can go in and shoot anytime we want to, get up extra shots, and we don't have to have a manager because we got the guns now. So I think it's really helped a lot just to be able to get that extra work in outside of practice.
How late would you find yourself staying down here working on your game?
We can only be here till 12, so no later than that. So, but I'll come in around 8, between 8 and 10, so after school and stuff and all that's over with.
Where did you learn from last season that you feel is going to make you a better player now?
Just the experience of being out there my first year and getting 1 year under my belt, I think is going to help me a lot. Just knowing when the ball goes up, what's supposed to happen and what's going to happen, stuff like that. It's really just the experience, just being out there when you're a freshman that you're not used to yet, and being able to be used to the pace of the game and stuff really helps you out a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like they're still going to play you a little bit as a backup point to Bryce, but looking at you more as a guy that can play the wing and give you more opportunity at the wing. Is that the sense that you've gotten in it? How do you feel that's going to make you a better player this year?
I think I'll get a better sense once official practice starts and stuff. I don't really know, like, if I'm backing up Bryce or not. Like, I don't really know yet. So, but, I mean, if I am, then I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. I mean, I'm going to come in with the mentality that I can play point guard. Like, I felt like I did well last year, especially not playing the position ever before in my career. So I thought I did a good job coming in and spelling him for certain times.
The friends talked about how you, Melson, and Zach have all put on more muscle. How do you feel that's going to benefit all three of you in that sense? Just being able to have that.
I think it would benefit me and Mel the most. Zach was already strong. He's still strong. But Mel, I think it would help him in the post to be able to hold his position more. Me getting bumped as I'm going to the basket and finishing better just with contact. But I think just getting stronger helps you, period. But